Leading the news this morning, Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott will return to the campaign trail today after both claiming victory in their first election debate. The opposition has taken a swipe at Mr Rudd, claiming he cheated by using notes. But the Prime Minister insists he complied with the rules. There was little new out of the debate, which focused heavily on the economy. Two new opinion polls show there's been no movement in support for the major parties after the first week of the campaign. News poll has the coalition leading Labor 52% to 48% after preferences. Both parties are locked at 50% each in the latest Morgan poll. Funerals have been held for the victims of a volcano that erupted in Indonesia. Rescue workers have been battling to evacuate thousands of people from the small island of Palu'e. Six people died when the volcano erupted at the weekend. The United States has begun reopening some of its embassies across the Arab world. Around 20 embassies and consulates have been closed for a week because of concerns of an imminent terrorist attack. Many others will open once celebrations marking the end of Ramadan are over. South Africa's government says Nelson Mandela's health is slowly but steadily improving. The former president remains in a critical condition in hospital. He's been receiving treatment for more than 2 months for a recurring lung infection.